This time of year, workers used to get a little something extra from their bosses, usually a cash gift. But those days are fading fast. Instead, most extra pay is now tied to performance. NPR's David Malpass reports.
In its annual compensation survey of American workers, the Illinois-based firm Hewitt Associates finds that more and more companies are getting rid of universal year-end bonuses.
About two-thirds have eliminated those types of programs. About one-third still offer some type of year-end holiday bonus.
That's Ken Abosch, a senior consultant at Hewitt Associates, who points out that holiday bonuses have long been more symbolic than substantive, and the symbolism has lost favor with employers. Employees came to expect holiday bonuses as an entitlement for just showing up at work. Now, says Abosch, employers are shifting the message about financial rewards.
Less is going to be guaranteed and stable, and more pay is going to be put at risk in the form of these types of variable pay incentive arrangements.
Under incentive programs, workers must start over each year trying to earn a bonus. That flexibility has lots of appeal to employers, according to Steve Gross of Philadelphia. He leads Mercer Consulting's compensation practice.
The concept behind incentives allows the payments to be there when times are good, but also allows the payouts to evaporate when times get soft. So it provides somewhat of a safety valve on payroll costs when times aren't as strong.
Opportunities to get a crack at incentive pay are rising steadily. Steve Gross says what once was reserved for the executive suite is now becoming quite mainstream.
We find that about 50% of employees in the private sector are eligible for some form of incentive. And the dollars generally range at the lowest levels, let's say, 3 to 5% of salary, up to the management levels of a third. And the executives go way beyond that, of course.
Mercer Consulting's survey shows that many companies increased their incentive pay this year. But other surveys highlight the fact that an even larger number of firms were forced to reduce their incentive pay due to lower profits. Meanwhile, raises in base pay held steady at about 3.5% on average. More than enough to keep wages ahead of inflation, but far less than the wage hikes of a few years ago. The way many workers see it, they are in a downward spiral. David Glick is director of human capital consulting at Deloitte & Touche.
This is starting to erode employee confidence, loyalty, morale is suffering. All of that, we believe, ultimately contributes to the effectiveness of the company.
One response when money is tight is to target whatever pay increases the employer can afford towards top performers only to keep them from leaving. But Glick says that approach can come at a steep price.
In order to give a few people 10% or more, you've got to give a lot of people zero. And so now you say, how much guts do you have as a company? Are you willing to give 75% of the people nothing in order to give 10% of the people 10%? I don't know. What we experience is that companies have a terrible time with this.
There are no simple solutions. But some analysts say the total picture is not as bleak as many workers think. Disposable income, the amount left over after taxes, is about as high as it was in many of the boom years of the 1990s, up 8% over the last year and a half. Lower interest rates on mortgages and car loans, plus increased cash equity in homes, cuts in income tax, and low inflation rates have the combined effect of leaving more money in people's pockets, despite the slowdown in raises and bonuses. David Malpass, NPR News.